Michael Feely is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Bridgemarq Wealth Management, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and WMAL are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Making retirement great for those who make America great. DC, meet your retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
What we want to accomplish on The Retirement Professor is to take our years of experience and knowledge and share it so we can all learn together.
The Retirement Professor has done the homework for you to help you understand your federal benefits.
The federal benefits book is over 500 pages. Who has time for that? Well, I do. And I'm going to share it with you here on The Retirement Professor Radio Show.
Now, today's lessons from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Yes, DC, he is your retirement professor, Winter Troxell. I'm Jennifer Perry alongside Winter here this weekend on WMAL. Always appreciate you spending part of your Saturday afternoon with us. And if you're ready to start doing your homework on your federal benefits, you can always go to retirementprofessorradio.com. Look us up there or just give us a call with your questions today at 301-850-0683. That's 301-850-0683. And today's lessons on your federal benefits, does it really make a difference what time of year you retire? We'll get Winter's take on that. Then the one decision you have to make at retirement regarding your TSP. And a retirement lesson too this week from the late, great Arnold Palmer. We'll be remembering him this weekend here with a retirement professor. But first of all, we have to start with politics again, Winter. I know the political talk's getting a little bit old for some people out there, but Money Magazine did ask this interesting question this week. Is the U.S. election killing our economy? Now, they acknowledged here this might be one of the wackiest elections of our lifetimes. And after this week's debate, I think most people can agree with that. But it's already causing some companies to be a little cautious in their spending. But I'm wondering for federal employees out there, what is the biggest uncertainty that they face over the next couple of months here? And are they overly concerned about this change in administration?
Well, I try the best I can not to bring up politics.
Not a normal conversation,
but you do get some passive feedback from people who are just disgusted at the process or maybe with a particular candidate over the other. And I think what we're finding is that it seems as though in our political system or the way that it's evolved, things are all one way or completely another way. It's so divisive. And I think that's what worries people, that there's no real pragmatic middle ground when it comes to American presidential politics. Mm-hmm. And so it's ultimately, what does that mean for our federal employees, for our federal retirees, for all of those people out there who are near retirement or in retirement? It creates, as we talk about on the show, uncertainty, and I worry for them for a couple of reasons. First, it's just a difficult transition in and of itself to go from a working career into retirement. It's just emotionally difficult to do. It's a big change, and most of us are programmed to accept small changes and increments instead of big changes all at once. And so that's tough. And then on top of that, and this is why I worry so much, and I really feel for those who are close to retirement, they have to worry about what's going to happen with their nest egg. And I was looking at a situation the other day, and the person, as I was kind of looking through their statements, we were talking about the history of their investments and that sort of thing, and I had noticed that 10 years ago, the person had about $400,000, and currently they had about $500,000. And it's interesting sometimes, and this doesn't happen with everyone, but sometimes you get to see the timeline of things. And what I mean by that is you gain an understanding of what $100,000 means to someone in time. And so knowing that it took them 10 years to get from 400 to 500,000, I started really worrying for them again, because for someone that's going to retire next summer, or maybe the summer after, or the summer after that, sometime in the next 3 months to 3 years, what if they lost 10 years worth of savings in a month?
Oh, wow.
In two months from one election. Now what do we do? And is there a way that we can deal with that up front? I mean, do we have to just sit back and wait for what happens and to see who gets elected and to see if that person really does impact the economy and just sit back passively and hope that it works out? And I worry, because if that's the tact, if that's the path that you're on, then I'm not really sure what the outcome is going to be for you. if you're going to really earn or be rewarded, I should say, for all the savings that you've done for all these years, and then the worst case scenario that you wouldn't be able to retire the way that you wanted, or that you would have to work longer than what you wanted, even if your spouse would like you to work a little bit longer. So that was a joke. Do you like how I did that with the same tone and everything? So it gets to that point where we have to start really planning for this transition, and not just for a presidential election. I think it's more obvious now than maybe some other times. But when you get to that 3 month to 3 year time window, it is time to start figuring out how to put your money in places where you can get return, but you have some form of downside protection. You have to. We cannot go back 10 years in growth, 5 years in growth over 3 months, because you don't want to work 5 years longer or 10 years longer. And more importantly, whatever proportion of your nest egg needs to be dedicated to your income has to be protected. Any other solution is not acceptable. Your retirement is too important. Capturing and being rewarded for everything you've done and over your entire working life is too important. Do not let any politician, do not let any election ruin 20 or 30 years of good, hard savings that you've done. And so plan for it in advance.
Yeah, this election, it is a little uncertain. It is a little wacky, but it really doesn't have to drive your retirement decision. And it all starts with that planning process and building in some of that downside protection. But how do you do that? Winter Troxell, the retirement professor, and his team, they put together those kinds of plans each and every day for pre-retirees who are getting closer to that retirement date. They're happy to customize those solutions for you, too. So if this election has you thinking about that retirement date and more about protecting what you've worked so hard for, give us a call today, 301-850-0683. That federal benefits review is always complimentary for you just for listening to the retirement professor. So you can go over some specific strategies and person, really get out the whiteboard and look at how much you should be protecting of your retirement nest egg at a time like this. Again, it's 301-850-0683, or go online, retirementprofessorradio.com. You can also sign up there today. Now, Winter, you mentioned that 3 month to 3 year window. And I think a lot of people, when we're hearing advice about how to choose our retirement date, you kind of get a target in mind. But are there any considerations to think about when determining perhaps the best time of year to retire for federal employees?
Well, I hope you're hanging on to the steering wheel if you're driving.
Please.
Or you're sitting
okay.
Down.
Get ready.
Because what we're going to talk about next, this topic in particular, to me, really illustrates the absurdity or the absurd complexity of the federal benefits system. But that aside, there really is something to know, and there is some advantage to gain from knowing when to retire. So if we think of it this way, let's say that Jennifer, that you had identified, let's say you were a federal employee and you knew that you wanted to retire some point in 2017, The real question becomes, what date do you retire? And the root of the answer goes back to, well, what's the process? What does it look like and how do you take advantage of it? And so let's go through that process.
All right.
Now, let's go through it loosely, understanding that there are multiple federal benefit systems. So we're just going to go through kind of something that will apply to 90% apply to everybody, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Because we don't want to talk about these things all afternoon. So here's what happens. For FERS or CSRS, you have an actual retirement date. So there's a day, there's this last day that you'll really work in the government.
I hope you can set an actual date. Yeah.
You can have an actual date. So like you can retire on Thursday or you can retire on Friday and then presumably the next day you wouldn't be working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you go about doing that and that is called your actual retirement date.
Okay.
Go figure. So then what happens for both FERS and civil service? There's another date. The next date is called your retirement effective date.
Okay. What's the difference between effective and actual?
Actual is when you actually retire. Effective is when for the pension payout they use for your retirement.
Okay.
Okay. So effective date. The time between your actual and effective and how it's determined is different for FERS and civil service. So that's something that you need to know in the front end. So you have an effective date second if you're taking notes at home. Third, you have a date for your first pension retirement check.
Okay.
However, that's not when you're supposed to get your first pension retirement check. That would be too simple.
Oh.
It's just when the first check will be dated.
Ah.
Or
okay.
Backdated. And then by the following month or two, you will receive your first pension check, which will be backdated to your retirement pension date You get that figured out? So here we go. Actual retirement, effective retirement, first pension check, actually receiving a pension check.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Now, what happens along the way, sometime between actual retirement and getting your first pension check, federal employees will be paid their annual leave payout. And that is the sum of unused vacation time will get paid or direct deposited into your checking account without having to apply for it. And that will happen sometime in the first 10 to 40 days after your retirement. So that's something to keep in mind.
Okay.
And in addition to that, if there is a significant delay in your pension payout, you could receive interim pension checks or partial pension check payouts until you receive your actual pension. So how do you optimize? How do you maximize this process and pick the ultimate retirement date? Well, if you're in the first system, the best day to retire of any given calendar year is December 31st.
All right, end of the year, make it
That's
good.
That's December 31st, end of the year. And the reason for that is because you can keep your 240 hours of use it or lose it time. What that means is you have 240 annual leave hours for you to keep from year to year. Well, let's say you have 240 from the previous year and you've accumulated another 120 hours in the current year.
Okay.
That means you have 360.
Mm-hmm.
That 360 drops to 240 on January 1.
Oh, okay.
So if you retire on December 31st, you capture all of the 360 without the lose it, because you don't lose it until the calendar year turns over. And so you maximize your annual leave payout.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, you shorten the actual retirement date and the effective date down to one day, which will get you your pension check 1 month earlier.
Nice.
Is that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
The civil service is similar. The rules are a little bit different. It's actually better to retire at the end of the service year if you can. So the service year doesn't match up with a calendar year. So that could be as late as January 5th, 6th, 7th, depending on the year. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I will put on aboutfederalbenefits.com, our federal benefit blog. I will go ahead and put on a table with the best dates to retire. If you're listening out there, or you're interested, or even if you want to give us a call, and we'll calculate the best date to retire for your specific situation, which will go a long way towards making sure that you're maximizing your benefits. Even more importantly, maybe, is making sure that that first pension check comes as soon as possible.
Awesome. Again, that blog is about federalbenefits.com. Or of course, if you have questions, specific questions about your own retirement date, you can always drop us an email at retirementprofessorradio.com or just give us a call at 301-850-0683. And since you're talking about delays there, Winter, it was an interesting headline from the Washington Post recently. They say the government is trying again to get its paper-based retirement system into the 21st century, finally. All that paperwork is currently kept off-site in Pennsylvania. So I'm wondering, is that a part of the cause here of this delay in getting those federal benefit checks? Can you believe that? It's like in an underground basement.
It is, and it's worse. It's in a cave.
An actual cave?
It's in an actual
cave.
Oh, my goodness. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm on my computer. So we have Washington Post, and we'll put in there OPM cave.
Okay.
So if you're Googling at home, let's see if this works. Yes. So you can Google Washington Post OPM cave. And the first thing comes up is this article. It's called The Sinkhole of Bureaucracy. And you can actually see into the cave. So I'm looking at this picture right now. It's right in front of me here. And there are hundreds of filing cabinets.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably thousands of filing cabinets where your retirement records are kept in paper. And if you look at the desks, and if you're at home, pull this up, or if you pull it up on your phone, or pull it up when you get home, remember, Washington Post, OPM, cave, will get you there. When I look at these desks, there are no computers.
Oh, wow.
I'm
it
not kidding.
Truly
Actually, I
paper-based.
Do see a computer. I see one computer there. So it is truly paper-based. So can you imagine that? So, yeah, it's nice to hear that they're thinking about maybe upgrading.
This might be part of the problem.
So I don't know. I mean, intuitively, I think, well, maybe that is a reason for the delay. And maybe that's the reason why people need to make sure that they're evaluating their benefits and they're double checking the numbers and they're making sure that they're taking care of their own situations for themselves. Don't depend on the bureaucracy. Depend on your own planning. Be proactive. And then make sure that you're taken care of the way that you need to be.
Well, no wonder. You know, if your paperwork, all your information is in a cave. gave, that might be why there's such a delay in getting that first pension check. But again, if you are wondering about the best time to retire and how to fill that gap in between that actual retirement date and then when you get that first pension check, give us a call here during the break. Get your own complimentary federal benefits review today. Winter and his team will help dig you out of that cave when it comes to your federal benefit questions. If you'd like to give us a call, our number's 301-850-0683. That's 301-850-0683. But next, the choice you have to make with your TSP at retirement. We'll talk about it as the retirement professor continues here on WMAL.